This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Obstacles remain for red meat exports to Canada. We'll have more right after this.
At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture isn't just a business, it's our mission. And so we work to be more convenient, accessible, and innovative to support each customer's business, help them manage risk, and grow their success. More than just another lender in agriculture, we work to be its most valued. Discover the difference. Nobody works for agriculture like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Canada is a top five destination for both U.S. beef and pork exports, but shipments are sometimes slowed by regulatory issues from the Public Health Information System. Courtney Heller, U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Export Services, said some documentation obstacles persist for U.S. exporters.
Over the last couple of years, we've started to incorporate the PHIS export component, and the purpose was to improve and really shorten some of those interactions at the border to clear product more quickly in both directions. So PHIS was intended to reduce paperwork and human error. And when a system goes online, all of the paperwork, like letterhead certificates or testing requirements, go into that PHIS system, which allows the inspectors both on the USDA side and in Canada just see, sign, and process more quickly. We're finding that our electronic system is requiring paperwork, and that was not the intention. So we're working with Canada to streamline the documentation process.
Heller said that since the food safety and inspection systems in the U.S. and Canada are so similar, it would be possible to streamline red meat trade between the two countries even further.
There's an effort underway now that was started by the Meat Institute in conjunction with their Canadian and American members to really address some of the slowdowns at the border that could be improved upon by reducing some of the inspection requirements or testing requirements. Our countries have virtually equivalent food safety systems, so some of our inspection processes could really be eased by just working together.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.